Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Tezvav. Yuma Tezvav Mabez, and we're going to talk about the principle quoted here on Tezvav Mabez, Kolpinas Sha'ata Pone. The Gemara brings up this sugya, talking about the Kohen doing the Zrikos on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara discusses a karban, which is a little bit of a chatas, a little bit of an ola, but the Gemara speaks about the Zrikos on the Mizbeach. We know the Mizbeach had a yesod, had a base going around the entire west side of the Mizbeach, the entire north side of the Mizbeach, but the east and the southern side did not have a yesod. Machlokas Rashi Rambam, did it only have a little amma, a little bit coming from the north down the east side and coming from the west down the south side, or did it have the whole thing except the corner? But either way, we know the Gemara tells us that it didn't have it. Rashi quotes the Gemara elsewhere in Zvachim Dafnun Gimel that Binyamin wanted to have the entire Mizbeach in his section, and that's why the border between Binyamin and Yehuda went right through the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why there couldn't be a Yesod up there. But the Gemara discusses when the Kohen has to do Zrikas on opposite diagonal corners of the Mizbeach. So Maishta Diyabaresha Mizrachis Sonis. Why first does he do the north east, Vahadar Ma'aravis Dromis, and then the southwest? Right, northeast and southwest, Nesiv Beresha Ma'aravis Dromis. Let him do the southwest first, Vahadar Mizrachis Sonis. So Gemara says no, because by a carbon chatas, when the Kohen has to do Zrikas on top of the Mizbeach, so he goes up the Kevesh, up the ramp, makes a right turn onto the Sovev, onto the ledge that is in the middle of the Mizbeach, and he goes all the way around, and the Chatos needs Zrikas on each of the corners. But why does he make a right, and then go all the way around? Why doesn't he make a left? Because in Judaism, you always make a right. Kivan de Amar Mar, Kolpinos Sha'at Tapone, Lo Yehu El Derech Yemin LeMizrach, you always make a right. So if you go up the ramp, from the ramp is on the south side of the Mizbeach. So if you go up the ramp, so the first corner you get to when you make a right is the southeast corner. And therefore, Beresha Bahu Paga, the first one that he meets is the southeast, and then he goes up and goes further, and he gets to the northeast, and then he gets to the northwest, and then he goes to the southwest. So Kolpinos Sha'at Tapone, Lo Yehi El Derech Yemin. This is a principle that comes up in various halachic contexts, which we are going to mention. The Manig, one of the Rishonim in Hilchas Sukkah, discusses when the people in the shul go around the bima for Hoshanas. Right, so which way do you go? So it says the Manig, V'chol hakafas ha-mizbeach u-matanosav li-yamin ha-yu. Kidechsiv, he quotes a pasuk, V'darshu chachameinu zal mikan kolpino sh'atapona lo yehi el derech yamin le-mizrach. B'yoma u-bizvachim. Right, two places. Yoma is today. V'chein mina kol Yisrael la-hakif derech yamin v'chein ikar. That's what you should do. So when you go figuring out which way to do Hoshanis, right, you walk around to the right. So does that mean counterclockwise, right? But either way, would you go into the right? That's the, in terms of that. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Based on the Rishonim in Hilchos Birchas Kohanim. The Shulchan Aruch says that when the Kohanim have to turn twice, they start off facing the Aron, and then when they turn, not too many people are looking, but when they turn towards the crowd, and then at the end, when Sim Shalom starts, they turn towards the front again. So in Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Yud Zayin, both of the times, they turn to the right. Kishamach Zirin Penehem, Bein Batchila, Bein Basof, Lo Yachziru El Aderach Yemin. They always turn to the right because of this principle of Kolpinos Sha'at Tapone. When they go down, it says they shouldn't put their back to the Aron. Okay, but that's by Duchening. Or what about when one gets an Aliyah? So some poskim say the Matan Moshe quotes when one gets an Aliyah. So here's a little tricky. Step one is whichever is the shortest way to the bima. That's what we do. If somebody gets called up for an Aliyah, the halacha is the shortest way to the bima is the way that we go, straight up. What if it's equal? What if I'm right behind the bima or right in front of the bima? Right, we had a lum this year a couple of months ago about the bima being in the middle of the shul. Right, that's what the Chassam Sofer is very harif about that, not putting it towards the front. He thinks it's chugas ha'akum, but again, in the middle. So let's say it's in the front or it's in the back. So if there's an equal way to get to the shul, then you go to the right. If one way is shorter, if the beam is right in front of you and it's to the left, then you go to the left. And when one leaves the bima, then one takes the longer way back, as we know, so it should appear that it is hard for me to leave the bima, which is also another principle that we have in halacha, that we should always try to not make mitzvahs appear that they are a burden. When we leave the bima, we should first we stay for the next aliyah, and then when we leave, we go leave the longer way. Some say when one takes off their tefillin, one should hold the shel rosh with their weaker hand when they take off their tefillin, so that it's ki'ilu, it's hard for me to take off my tefillin. So if somebody's a righty, they take it off with their, meaning the hand that they have their tefillin shel yad on. That's the weaker hand. So if one remembers, again, it's not ma'akev, but I saw some poskim say, take it off with the left hand to show that it is hard for me to take off the tefillin when one leaves shul, one's not supposed to run out of shul. All different ideas of showing that we are not happy when we have to leave. But again, that's if it's equal, then we go to the right. The Shulchan Aruch also discusses in Hilchas Lulav, Tuf Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Yud. Again, there are different, two different minhagim, maybe more, but at least two different minhagim about which way we shake the lulav. Which way do we shake the lulav? So, what's called Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfarad, but either way, you go to the right. Right? Either way, it's front right, back left, up down, but it's front right, back left, or it's, it's always, you know, that's depending how one does it. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Yaakov Derech Yemin, Benana'o, Mizrach, Darom, Marav, Tzafon. Right? That the, one should go towards the right. Up, down doesn't count in this section, but in the waving. Right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes this. Also, he explains it. Tamid tikach es haderech shehu b'yemin shelcha. B'makom sheyesh yemin usmal lefanecha, tivchar lecha yemin shelcha. Ve'in chilek, ben iter le'eno iter. We'll get back to this. And there's a chilek between a lefty and a righty. The atas adibik saras sidra ananuim, and let me explain to you the nanuim exactly how it goes, but that's the Mishnah Berurah again explaining the Shulchan Aruch going towards the min. You think it doesn't come up, it comes up four or five times already. One more, and again, this is a minhag, but this also comes up by Bo'i B'Shalom. So there is a machlokes in the minhagim. Bo'i B'Shalom started. It started with the Arizal, based on the Gemara and Baba Kama. You should go out to the fields to greet. So generally, most people don't go out to the fields, Bizman Azeh, but you just at least turn somewhere in the shul. Discussion whether one turns towards the door or one just turns towards the east. But either way, depending where the shul is. But if you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes, V'alpia klau, to call pino shat apone, lo pone, al derech yamin, yesh lehistovev derech tzad yamino. Whenever you turn to the right, just like the Kohanim. You turn to the right, and then when you go back towards the front, you also go towards the right. And then you get to which way you bend, but that's yater. There's a separate din, maybe we'll get to it later, but rather at this time, not pino sha'atapona, like when one gets an aliyah and one by kaddish, which way does one tilt? You know, that's not the same thing as this halacha. Tilting and turning are differences in halacha. You know, tilting might be towards where the Shechina is, that we'll have to get back to you about the Shem in a couple of minutes. But these are minhagim and halachos that have to go by which way kalpino sha'atapona. The area where maybe it's discussed the most at length is Hilchas Chanukah. Right, so far we've had Sukkah, we've had Berchas Kohanim, but Hilchas Chanukah. So it starts off with the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen in Simin Kuf Vav. Trumas Hadeshen with Risol Isserlim, one of the Gdolei Ashkenaz, right, 1400s. The Trumas Hadeshen, why is his safer name the Trumas Hadeshen? Right, because he has 354 Tshuvas, Deshen. So Truma, this is the Truma of, you know, the Deshen. Right, also called for the first avod in the Beis HaMikdash. But says the Trumas Hadeshen in Simin Kuf Vav, Hamalik Milarishon V'Chanukah Ve'Elach. Which way do you go? So we know already, because we follow the Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch, the Trumas Hadeshen was before the Shulchan Aruch. So which way do you light candles? So the first night is not a problem. Right, there's one candle. But as we know, the Gemara says in Shabbos, there are more different levels. There's Mahadrin, there's Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. So our minhag is like the Ashkenazim goes like the Rambam, that you go by the number of people and the number of nights. So therefore, you light 1 to 8, 8 to 1. Which one do you light first? Which side do you start from? So that's the discussion here in the Trumas Hadeshen. Yavo'u Shebedak, Hamalik Ben Rishon, The Chanukah Veilach, Be'ez Tzad Matchil, Lahadlik Bener, Shu Keneged Tzad Yemino, or Bener Shu Keneged Tzad Smolo. Which way do you light first? Do you light, let's say you have five candles. So which one are you going to light first? The one all the way to the right? Which way, called Pinoshat Tapona means which way are you going? Which one do you start from? Go to the right. When do you go to the right? Do you go to the right when you start, or do you go to the right as you light? So the Shulchan Aruch Tzedeshen says, Yered the Bedavar Zeh Yish Chilak. So he says to a different Minhagim, B'nei Rhinus va'agafeha, those in the Rhineland, matchilin lahalik b'ner shu keneged tzad smol. You start with the left and you go towards the right. That's the Maharik, and that's the Beis Yosef quotes that from the Minhag B'nei Rhinus, he ikker. So you go to the left, and that's where the Minhag of the Shulchan Aruch is, as we'll see soon. You go to start with the left, and then you go towards the right, and that's a kiyum of kolpinos sha'atapone. Right, whenever you go, you move towards the right. The Gam Nimsa Kasa B'Shem Maharam, the Maharam Miruenberg. Maharam Miruenberg's yard site is this week. She was killed in jail, died in jail. She Yamalik B'ner Smol Upone Derech Yemin B'Shem Kalpina Shatapone Yeno Derech Yemin U'B'nei Ostreich V'Agafehen. But the people of Ostreich Matchilin Letzad Yemin. They start on the right side. U'Madlikin Kederech She'anu B'nei Bris Kosvin, and they light like we write, right? They lie like we write. So, right, what do we write? Hebrew is right to left, right? So, the Efshar, and then he says, why do they do that? The Efshar, the Chashad, like I gavna, Pona Derech Yemin. They say that's the key, and they're not arguing on this, you saw. They say that's how, Kolpino, Shata Pona, so you go all the way to right, to light the first candle. They both are Mekayim, this halacha of the Gemara, but the question is, how you Mekayim it? V'yaf im eino Pona Derech Yemin, Kiyagavna, and even if you want to say it's not such a kiyim, Kiyagavna nearly Ashiva Minog. Let me explain why they do it this way. Because there's counter pressure. Why? The Bishum to Ha'inabro Makomos Veruba de Ruba de Alma, Afilu Tamar Chacham Ein Lahem Hamezuzos, Bibate Choref Shabahen Malikin, Bibkate Srikhan Malikin Biyamina Knisa, Bitsara Tefa Chasamach Lepesach. He discusses based on realities of doorways, where you had to light the Chanukiah, and how you had a light, and how it was situated. So the only way to do it was to start on the right and then go out. That's how he starts explaining. Vivkain also an Ershu, Kenegan Yamino, who has Samach Lepesach Laolam. You want to get to the one that's close to the Pesach, so that's why he did it. Vachain Sarach, and then he adds another element, which we'll leave out for a moment, because the Vilna Gaon brings that up. But that is the Truma Tadeshin. And what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Taf, Reish, Ayin, Vav, Sif, Kufav. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Truma Tadeshin. Again, this is the Seder HaBrachas, VaHadlacha. The Shulchan Aruch talks about three brachas. And he says in Sif Hei, Yascha Lahalik, B'nei, but I'll start with the previous one. Achar shehidlik omer haneres halalu anu malikim ala tshuos v'al nisim ala nefos. So after one lights, one says haneres halalu, one of the oldest songs that we have. Haneres halalu goes back all the way, I think, to Maseches Sofrim, which is even before the Mishnah, very early. There's a lot of symbolism. The Rishonim talk about how many words are in haneres halalu. There must have been different girsos, because there's a different number of words. But you say it, Achash Hidlik, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that one should say it after you light the first one during the lighting. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Maharik and the Trumas Hadeshin and the Mordechai, Yaschil Lahalik Belal Rishon Benera Yoser Yemini. Right, on the first night you light the one that's most right. Ubelal Sheni, Kisha Yosef Ner Echad Samichlo, Yaschil V'Yavarech Al Hanosaf, Shehu Yoser Smali, Kadela Hafnos Liamin. On the second night, you light the one to the left, so you go to the right. V'chei v'lo shlishi, kishe Yosef odachar, samach l'shtei neres arishonos, yaschil benosav. Ubo yaschil habracha, v'yachagach yifne l'tzad yamin, v'chein b'chol laila. So till you do that every night. So what's the reason? So number one reason that we just said is called Pino Shatapone. The Shulchan Aruch, though, here adds a second reason. A second reason why that's a good thing to go from the left and to the right. Maybe he is alluding... He is alluding to another reason, which we'll mention in a second, that you might say you shouldn't do this. No. Nimse shetamin mevarech ala nosaf shu mora al hanes. Shai potosefes hayamim nitosef hanes. Every night you light the new candle, so to speak, because that shows the extra miracle that took place. It lit for another night, then it lit for another night, it lit for another night. So each one is in the new spot that you didn't use the previous night. So that is, says the Shulchan Aruch, what we do, so it's because of Kalpina Shatapona, and you're focusing on the Hosafas Hanes. The Vilna Gaon does not agree to this. The Vilna Gaon here in Tafresh Ayin Vav thinks that there is a different factor a different factor that should outweigh. That should outweigh kalpia tapona. The Gra agrees to that principle, but here there's a different factor. Tuf resh ayin vav. Just find it, says the Gra. Ein lo tam vareach. So yesterday we had a Gra, ein lo shachar. But ein lo tam vareach, says the Gra. Sheze eino rak lemahadrin min amahadrin. V'yaniach ikar hamitzvah v'yivarech al harishus. What's the Gra saying? There's ikar mitzvah and there's hider mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is the one candle, nerishu beso. Mahadrin is the extra. Says the Gra, you should, right after you make the bracha of Adag Ner Shel Chanukah, you should light on the hider mitzvah? No, you should light the ikar mitzvah. And then you should be mahadir and do it afterwards. That's what, that principle, says the Gra, overrides. Ikar mitzvah over hider mitzvah overrides kol pino sha'atapona. V'yayin simin tafrish ayin dalid sif aleph bahagah. Then he quotes the Ramah back in simin tafrish ayin dalid, where he talks about another halacha about the ikar lighting from one to the other. V'gami shem pinos liyamin yivatel ikar hamitzvah tefach asamach lepesach. But if you're lighting from the left, like the other minhag that the Truman Session quoted, but you want to get the ones that are close to the Pesach, right? That's the other kiyum. Ela ha ikar sheyaschle b'ner asamach lepesach. Bein malik v'yemina pesach obismol v'yivarek kol alelos alav u'bazeh malik v'yivarek tamer ala samach l'pesach v'yal ikar mitzvah. That's what you should do. Light the one that's closest to the door, which is the, and then you'll start with that one, and that's that overrides. That overrides. Interesting. You always do the ikar before you do the hider. I was wondering if this is, I don't know if it's against really, because you might say that hider of Chanukah is unique. There is a story that's quoted by many in the sugya of hider mitzvah, right? The question of Reb Chaim. Person has two esrogim in front of them, and one of them is vadai kosher, but it's not so beautiful. It's a kosher esrog, fine. And then there's another esrog that is gorgeous, beautiful mahuder, but it's suffic kosher. It might be a lemon. So which one? So you have both of them. Okay, so I'm going to pick up both of them after my bracha and, you know, hope for the best. Which one do you pick up first? So maybe, you know, would the Gra say you pick up the ikar one first? Because you want to make sure that it's not exactly the same. But would you say the ikar one first? Maybe. You get the impression of a lav dafka. Reb Chaim says, no, you pick up the mahuder one first. Reb Chaim says you pick up the suffik kosher mahuder one first. Why? Because Reb Chaim says, once you did the ikar mitzvah, you can't do the hider mitzvah anymore. Hider mitzvah has to be linked with the ikar mitzvah. Once you finish the ikar mitzvah, then there's no point in doing anything else. The mitzvah's done. You can't make a mitzvah beautiful after you've finished it. And therefore, Reb Chaim says, first you do the beautiful one, which might not be kosher. Okay, but it's not a hefsek because you're doing it l'sorach mitzvah. And then you pick up the ikar one. So, again, I don't know if it's, you have to say that it's mochrach tadi, it would be mechalik. You might say the hider mitzvah by Chanukah is a different type of hider mitzvah. And there it's, but this is a sugi in hider mitzvah. But you can't separate. There's a famous Briska Rav in the world of Hilchas Chanukah where he talks about the sugya in Reb Lazar de Mila about tzitzin ma'akvin and tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin, where the Rambam paskins against the Rashi in the Tur. The Gemara says that if somebody's involved in Bris Mila, then he has to cut away all of the skin that is ma'akev the Mila, that if you don't cut it, then it's, you know, it's not called a mahul, and even the skin that's a little extra, just to make it beautiful. What if you finish the milah? You ought to go back for the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. So the Gemara says, no, you can't go back. Rashi in the Torah says, that means on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you don't go back, because it's you're only allowed to do the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin when you're involved in the milah. But the Rambam quotes that on a weekday. The Rambam says, on a weekday, you can't go back. Why? Because the Briska Rav explains, according to the Rambam, you can't separate the hider mitzvah from the ikar mitzvah. So one thinks, if you're involved in the ikar mitzvah, then you can do the hider mitzvah with it. But if you finish the ikar mitzvah, then you're done. Like this Reb Chaim, once you did the ikar mitzvah by esrog, you can't pick up another esrog. It's not going to help. Okay, but either way, the Gra, getting back to our sugya, the Gra says that you should do the ikar mitzvah first, because that's what you should make the bracha on, and the hider mitzvah is afterwards. There's another factor when one is talking about the lighting. Okay, we go from left to right. The Shulchan Aruch is called Pino Shatapona. The Chayadam has another factor, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and that is, let's say I'm setting up my candles, I have the fifth night, there are five candles in front of me. Says the Chayadam, I should position myself to be a little left of the Chanukiah, of the menorah. So my hand is in front of the most left candle, which I'm going to light first. Why? There's another halachic principle. Ein ma'avir in ala mitzvahs. Right? You're not allowed to pass over mitzvahs. So if I'm standing in front of my menorah like I usually am, my right hand, which I'm going to write with, is all the way by the candle all the way to the right. And then when I make the bracha, I'm going to move the hand all the way to the left, pass over all of these candles, and then light the one on the left. So says the Chayadam in Klal Kufnun Dalid, the Yarcha Kazat Velatat Smol, Kadesha Yifka Tchila, Bishel Smali, Kadesha Lo Yitzitzarek Lahavir Ola Mitzvahs. So what's going on when I light my candles? Of Kalpino Shatapone, I have Eima Avirin Ola Mitzvahs, and you have to light a bit to the left. Rav Asher Weiss in Klal Ya Mitzvahs, in Eima Avirin, he says, people aren't so machmed about this halacha. Notice people stand in front of their menorah, and then they move their hand to the... So he says, it must be Ein Ma'avirin Woodens. Not so serious here. Ein Ma'avirin is that you're holding your tefillin shel rosh and you have to put it down. Tefillin shel yad. Or you pass by a mitzvah. You picked up the towel, the tefillin instead of the towels. Here, what? It's an inch by moving your hand. So the Chayadim says it. But the Rav Asher Weiss here in Siman Aleph in the Klal Ya Mitzvahs, Nirat, the Kivan Shekol Halacha Zu Mishum Chaviv Esanetz, what's the whole issue of Ein Ma'avirin? Bizayon. Bizayon HaMitzvah. You're going to pick up the Chetzah Shel Mitzvah and you have to put it down. Is this a bizayon that you're moving your hand a little bit across a couple of candles? So he doesn't think that's such a bizayon, and that's why people aren't so makbid about it. Eini Tluya Elabiz Yachzos B'nei Ha'adam. Ukechal Sha'adam Omein Mul Neiros Chanukah. Ve'ein Kan Ela Natiya Kala Shal Yado Lakan Alakan. Ein Zedavar Nikar. Ein Bazem Mishum Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvahs. Okay. There's other aspects of Ein Ma'avirin, but we'll leave that. Maybe one final source, and that is, this we mention whenever we can, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his commentary on Maseches Tefillin, and he wrote commentaries on all the Maseches Tanos, on Maseches Tefillin, so he lists off, as we mentioned before, 88 halachos. I wouldn't call them all halachos. 88 inyanim that have to do with righty-lefties. 88 inyanim that have to do with righty-lefties. And he categorizes them into 8 categories. 8 categories of halachos. Why is it going to be different for righty-lefty? So for example, we mentioned before, the tilting by Oseh HaShalom or by Kaddish or by the Aliyah, that's not going to make a difference for righty-lefty because that's totally on the Shechina. Totally on the Shechina, it doesn't make a difference, right? Righty-lefty has to do with strong hand or less strong hand. But one of the categories is... Right, he has Dvarim Tatulim Bekoach, Dvarim Shatulim Bishum Yimin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dvarim Atulim Belev, Dvarim Atulim Bechashivus. And then he has one category, Dvarim, number 6, Dvarim Shehim Mishum Kalpino Sha'atapone Eshu Pone El Derech Yimin. Right, our category, he says, the Magen Avraham brings a raya that righty-lefty doesn't make a difference. For this halacha that we've been talking about, of Kalpino Sha'atapone, the Magen Avraham, I'll just quote this Magen Avraham's Raya, and then we'll finish, doesn't make a difference, right? He talks about it in Tof Resh Nun Aleph, Sif Chaf Aleph. The Magen Avraham quotes, the context is Sukkah that we mentioned before about going around to the right, says the Yakif Derech Yimin Ben Na'anuo, Mizrach Daro Ma'arav Tzafon, it's talking about the Na'anuim of the Lulav. It doesn't say anywhere, Nirali, says the Magen Avraham, Di'iter Yaakov Gamke Kseder Azeh. A lefty doesn't shake his lulav any differently than the right. He holds his lulav differently, according to many. He holds his lulav in his left hand and his esrog in his right hand. But he doesn't shake differently. Why? Raya? Because the Mishnah in Midos says, right, there were different doorways into the Beis HaMikdash. So everybody went into the one on the right, except for people that went to the one on the left, and that was for the Avelim, and that was for the people who just got married. Vakasha, right? Ma Shela Hizu, Dimel Iterhu. The Gemara says, why people are going to go there? They're going to know that to wish you something. Maybe he's a lefty. Right? So what's the whole issue about, wishing them something? Oh, it must be a lefty didn't do anything different. Lefty also went through the right. So Kalpino Shatapone, Magen Avraham says, doesn't make a difference, righty or lefty. This is one of the halachas that doesn't change. Okay? We'll stop here.